Whether you're saving up for something special or you just need a bit more cash flow, these tips can come in handy. I'm going to give you some strategies to possibly make some quick cash to help you cover the cost of enrollment. But, you know, let's be honest, whether you're going to join me inside of the lettering seminar or not, if I told you that I had some tips and tricks up my sleeve for getting a little cash boost, I don't think you would turn that away. So let's dive into it today. Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business. From struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer, I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor. And lately, I've been thinking about your creative journey and how sometimes big dreams need a little financial help to make them happen. So that's why today I want to share some simple ways you can make some extra cash to support your creative goals. Whether you're saving up for something special or you just need a bit more cash flow, these tips can come in handy. Now, in addition to this, the doors to my signature program, the Lettering Seminar, are opening up again soon, and I want to support anyone who wants to join me in this program. So I thought I'm going to give you some strategies to possibly make some quick cash to help you cover the cost of enrollment. But, you know, let's be honest, whether you're going to join me inside of the lettering seminar or not, if I told you that I had some tips and tricks up my sleeve for getting a little cash boost, I don't think you would turn that away. All right, let's dive into the details of each strategy. Here are five creative ways to make some extra money. Number one, create custom artwork for family and friends. If you have a talent or a skill for lettering or for illustration or whatever it is that you are good at, consider offering personalized pieces for special occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, or any significant event can be an opportunity to showcase your skills and also earn some extra income. You can promote your services on social media or through word of mouth. Consider creating a portfolio to showcase your previous work and attract potential clients. And those clients could be relatives or people that you know already. So for instance, in the past, I have created posters for friends who want to give something special to someone else. So I've lettered their name on a poster and they pay for it. They pay for the print and they had the chance to give something really special to someone else designed or lettered by me. So you could do the same. You could create a custom artwork for someone, a portrait, a lettering piece, and this person can pay for it, can pay you for it, and give that special thing, a custom design, to someone else. Number two, sell digital products. In today's digital age, creating and selling your own digital products can be really a game changer. It's so easy, so accessible to do that. Think about downloadable prints, digital planners, or any other product that showcases your unique skills. Even things that you already know and use in your work can be commercialized. I know Vera, for instance, who is a lettering artist, and she uses special brushes for the work she does on her iPad, on Procreate. And she was asked over and over again by followers, by people that follow her work, what is it, how is it that she got this brush? And she decided to commercialize that custom brush that she had created for herself. And now she sells that brush alongside her work as a lettering artist. My recommendation is to use already existing marketplaces, places where people is already looking for things. You don't have to spend a lot of time setting up your own online shop, at least in the beginning. And then you can use these platforms to test your first ideas to sell your digital products. You can also, if you want to sell prints or things that are, you know, PDFs or resources, you can also use platforms like Etsy or Gumroad. And these, they make it really easy to get started. So you can create a digital storefront and set your prices and reach a a global audience also, because these platforms already have a global audience that is looking and purchasing inside this platform. Now, this passive income stream allows you to earn money while you sleep. So once you have created that brush, once you have created that PDF, once you have created that digital print, you can put it online and it works on itself. So people will buy it regardless of whether you're promoting the thing or not. Hey, before we dive back into our discussion, I have something incredibly exciting to share with you. Ever dreamt of expanding your skills, learning an expertise like lettering, and discovering the secrets of the trade, and perhaps even turning your passion into a thriving career? Well, now is your chance. I'm thrilled to invite you to my upcoming free workshop, The Secrets to Success in Lettering Design, starting in April 1st. Now, this comprehensive week-long training is not just your average workshop. It's the largest lettering design workshop in the world. And yes, you have heard it right. It's completely free. Over the course of a week, I will be pulling back the curtain and sharing all the insider knowledge I've gathered over my 13 years or plus 13 years as a lettering artist. From diving into the lettering revolution to empowering you with valuable tips and tricks to master the art of hand lettering, this masterclass is packed with insights that can transform your career and, let me say, life. But that's not all. We will also unlock strategies to monetize your skills, whether you're looking to build a fulfilling career or a side hustle doing what you love. This is for you. So you can sign up on martinaflor.com/masterclass. Again, martinaflor.com/masterclass. Now, here's the catch. I won't be hosting another workshop like this for a year. So if you're serious about diving into the world of lettering design, you absolutely need to be there on April 1st. All sessions are live with a Q&A with me, plus some fun and exciting giveaways. So trust me, you don't want to miss out on this. Now, what are you waiting for? Head over to martinaflor.com/masterclass and secure a spot in Secrets to Success in Lettering Design. This is your no-risk opportunity to explore what your life could look like this time next year. Join us on martinaflor.com/masterclass. I will see you there. Number three, teach online. Share your skills with the world by creating online courses or workshops. You have platforms like Skillshare or Udemy, which provide you a space. These are also marketplaces for courses, and they provide you with a space for you to become an instructor and earn money by helping others learn your craft. And no matter what stage you are of your craft, there's always someone who is able to learn from you. So there's something for sure that you're able to do better than other people, and they will be willing to pay for that in order to learn that thing that you can do. Now, I personally love this as an income stream because as I was starting creating online courses, I could start very simple. I could record using my own phone and upload the class, and that was it. As soon as I had recorded the lesson, it could be uploaded right away to a platform like Skillshare. And of course, you can then later, as you learn how to set up online classes, you can get later a little bit more fancy and buy equipment and buy a better camera and stuff. But to get started, you don't really need much. You can literally record a lesson with your phone and put that online. And that's also a source of passive income. So once you put the class online, it will be found by the people who are already navigating through the platform, and they will sign up for your course, and you will get or earn royalties from that. Now, teaching online, and this is like an extra tip, an extra hint here, which doesn't have necessarily to do with generating this income boost, but I want to say this nevertheless, which is teaching online not only helps others, but also establishes you as an authority in your field. And I cannot tell you how rewarding it is to be able to help someone else who is at a different stage of their journey with the one thing that you know. So remember, search for platforms that offer the possibility to upload your online class, and don't get too fancy in the very beginning. Just start easy. Use your phone to record a lesson or a couple of lessons and upload it and see how that works for you. Number four, offer custom artwork commissions. This strategy really expands your reach beyond family and friends. You can offer personalized artwork commissions to a wider audience. So you can use social media platforms or create your own website to promote your services. And what you will want is to clearly outline your commission process. So to set up, okay, I have this price structure, and you provide examples of previous work in relation to that price structure. So to create, you know, this custom artwork for you, it will cost that much money. Now, this approach allows you to connect with individuals and businesses that are looking for unique and customized work. Now, you have to be careful in terms of like, okay, when they are purchasing a certain custom piece, you need to just to be careful of clarifying exactly what this piece is, can be used for. So in this case, if you have a fixed price list, you want to just sell that artwork for them to hang on a wall or use it on an office. But if they want to use it for commercial use, you can then on top of that fee, you can then generate extra income by licensing the usage of that image. So if your client which bought this one custom piece wants to then use it for a certain campaign or an advertising campaign, then they can license the artwork and pay for the rights of using that artwork in something that is generating income for them. Number five, sell merchandise. So you can design and sell products featuring your work. And this could include anything from t-shirts and mugs to stickers and phone cases. Is really easy nowadays to sell products even without an upfront investment. There's platforms like Printful or Redbubble who are handling the production and the shipping. So you just need to focus on your craft, on creating the design, and they will take care of printing the product and shipping the product. Of course, the amount of money that you will receive from each sale will be reduced or will be a certain percentage of that sale. But anyway, that implies that you don't need to make an upfront expense or investment to put your products online. And you can, just by focusing on creating the artwork, you can create products that you sell to people and generate income for you. Now, if you want to go a step farther, you can create a cohesive collection that really reflects your style and kind of is a thought for your target audience. So you can create not only just one t-shirt, but perhaps if you create a set of different products that make sense all together, that will motivate your customers to buy them as a bundle or to buy them as part of a bigger concept. Now, you can also consider collaborating with local printers. So there's local printers who take care of the printing and you take care of the artwork, and you can split the profits. I've done it in the past. So I collaborated with a letterpress printer, a local letterpress printer. I created the artwork. They did the prints, and then we split the profits. So I was selling some of the cards on my shop. They were selling some of the cards on their shop. So it was a win-win collaboration. And you can do the same with local printers or local producers of different stuff. Just provide your artwork and your craft, and they provide their craft, and then the profits made from the sale of that product that you created together is divided among the two parties. Now, I want to give you a bonus tip, which is looking for part-time gigs or local opportunities. So I want to encourage you to check out local job listings for part-time gigs that align with your skills. This could include event signage, chalkboard lettering for local businesses, or even teaching in-person workshops. I remember that once I was participating in a local event by Pinterest, and I was there as a lettering artist. I was creating hand letter cards for the people who were assisting the event. And they would ask me to letter something for them. I would just draw the thing in the moment and I would just hand it to them. And this was like acted sort of like a souvenir of the event. And I was paid for that specific event. Now, a side consequence of that is that when you are in an event like this, you kind of network at the same time. So this can open up other opportunities for short-term projects or collaborations. So don't underestimate the impact of being in person in a place and doing things for people. Because I remember that in that event, I connected with one designer that was working for an agency in Berlin, which is the place where the city where the event took place. And she contacted me afterwards to do a project for them. So don't underestimate the power that, you know, assisting in local events and using your skills to provide some sort of value in those events. You can get paid, of course, for being part of that event and bringing your art into the picture there. But at the same time, you can create these impactful connections and then will translate onto future opportunities. So there you have it, a closer look at each strategy to give you an income boost and support your creative journey, whether you're you know, thinking about joining the lettering seminar or pursuing other creative projects. I hope these tips will inspire you to take action and create a little bit of income for you and using your skills. By the way, I wanted to tell you that registrations for my yearly workshop opens today. This is a once a year opportunity to learn from me and connect with an amazing community of aspiring lettering artists from all over the world. It usually gathers a community of people from all over the world, from all the corners of the world. We will cover the complete roadmap of lettering, from learning and mastering lettering to building a portfolio and making lettering your side gig, or to even build a career with it. Plus, it's free, so it's a no-risk opportunity to explore what your life could look like this time next year. So you can register on martinaflor.com/masterclass. Remember, martinaflor.com/masterclass. I'm really looking forward to see you there. Thank you so much for joining today's episode, and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.